You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Monday warned against excessive rigidity and said God gives us the freedom and the gentleness to be merciful. He was speaking during his homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta. Drawing inspiration from the gospel reading of the day in which Jesus, who was teaching in the synagogue, healed a crippled woman and ignited the anger of the righteous, Pope Francis said, "It is not easy to keep to the path indicated by God's law." The reading tells us that Jesus' action provoked the fury of the leader of the synagogue because by curing the woman on the Sabbath, he violated God's law, which sets the Sabbath day aside for rest and worship. Pointing out that Jesus called the angry leaders of the synagogue hypocrites, the Pope said this is a word he often uses to describe those who follow the law with rigidity. The law, he said, was not drawn up to enslave us, but to set us free, to make us God's children. And that rigidity, he explained, often conceals something else. And that's why Jesus uses the word hypocrites. Rigidity, he said, is not a gift of God.
La rigidità non è un dono di Dio.
Meekness is, goodness is, benevolence is, forgiveness is. Rigidity in many cases, the Pope said, conceals the leading of a double life. But, he said, it can also be pathological.
C'è anche qualcosa di malattia.
And commenting on the suffering that afflicts a person who is both rigid and sincere, the Pope said this happens because he or she lacks the freedom of God's children, does not know how to walk within the path indicated by God's law. He also recalled the parable of the prodigal son and said that the elder son's indignant attitude shows that behind a certain type of goodness is the pride of believing in one's righteousness.
Dietro questo far bene c'è superbia.
The Pope conceded that it is not always easy to walk within the law of the Lord without falling into rigidity, and concluded his homily with a prayer for those who think that by becoming rigid they are following the path of the Lord. May God, he said, make them feel that he loves mercy, tenderness, goodness, meekness, humility. And may he teach us all to walk in the path of the Lord with these attitudes. I'm Linda Bordoni.